here, let's look at Ron DeSantis dismissing NAACP's Florida travel advisory stunt, cites record high tourist travel. For the record, like, the Green Book was a mechanism for survival at the time, and the NAACP's Florida travel advisory is just, it's whatever. I don't think anybody, like, I mean, there's, like, I think Florida is probably worse off for the black people living inside of Florida than it is for fucking tourists, like black families that are going to Florida to travel. You know what I mean? Like, infinitely worse, as a matter of fact. Especially for young black men and women, children going through school, the schooling system currently as it stands. If you want to get a better education on your own history and what role you played in American societal development, one of the worst impacts of Ron DeSantis has been to absolutely eviscerate the correct assessment of history, absolutely destroy it. I mean, we'll not get that. They call it CRT, anti-woke education, and that has just destroyed the any kind of, like, honest assessment of things that happened in American history. I don't know. I don't think racists are making sure that black people are Floridians before being racist to them. What are you saying? I'm just saying, dude, I'm sorry. What do you think? You think a fucking, like I said, you think a black family that's going to, like, Disney World or going to Miami is going to be, like, relentlessly harassed by, like, racists who find them? Like, is that what you think is going on? Like, what the fuck are you saying? I can't believe I'm, like, even ostensibly or even marginally siding with the Fox News people on this, but, like, no, the NAACP does stuff like this all the time. They do it all the time. It's just, like, Florida is not any more additionally more racist than any other fucking American state. You can find racists everywhere. This is a white supremacist country. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Yeah, it is. It is a performative stance. Yeah, it is. You know, it is what it is. Florida is banning black history, though. It shows some extra contempt. That's why I said it's worse off for the black people living in Florida that are getting an education in Florida public schools, that are in the space that they are cultivating in Florida that is anti-black, not tourists that are going down to Florida for, like, a weekend or some shit. I'm not gonna lie, this is such a dumb conversation. Like, if you told, come on, dude. It's like, it's a ridiculous conversation. From today, white supremacists were seen again at the intersection of Lee Road and Orlando Avenue. Absolutely disgusting. Yeah, I know. These guys are a genuine threat, dude. Come on. They are, but it's like three fucking groypers with, like, Punisher masks is not the reason why the NAACP issued this warning. Holy fuck. It is infinitely scarier that you have people in positions of power that have these kinds of fucking attitudes. The teacher or the principal at your school has similar perspectives to fucking these donkeys. It's not these donkeys that are the issue. It's the hidden white supremacy that is baked into every institution in this goddamn country that is the issue in America. It's the legislation. It's the crippling of black communities deliberately. It is the criminal justice system that has created a structure that is built around the continuation of slavery of black and brown bodies and poor people in general. Those are the issues in the United States of America, not some fucking, you know, sack of shit who posted too much on fucking forums and then went and purchased a goddamn black sun flag off of Amazon to wave it around at this, like, dumbass Florida suburb, okay? Sometimes I feel like people are being ridiculous. I don't know why you guys want me to say things like that I just personally don't fucking believe in, you know what I mean? Yeah, NAACP issued its first ever travel advisory for a U.S. state under the Trump administration. This is what I was thinking of. They did it for Missouri. When the Missouri state legislature passed Senate Bill 43 in June, the Missouri NAACP president, Nimrod Chappell, was at a loss. He had met with lawmakers and testified in opposition to the bill. Decided to take an unconventional step. The Missouri NAACP issued a travel advisory warning visitors that their civil rights would be violated if they enter the state. Last week, the National Convention of the organization officially recognized the warning, the first of its kind from the group. The advisory aims to make visitors aware of the string of troubling events in Missouri. In May, an African-American died while being held in jail. He had never been arrested. Threats of violence and discrimination had gone unaddressed on school campuses, the NAACP said, and a 2016 report from the state attorney general's office found that African Americans were stopped by traffic officers 75% more than Caucasian drivers and at a rate disproportionate to their makeup of the state's population. The NAACP, under these metrics, should be issuing a travel advisory to New York City because guess what? This happens in every part of this fucking country because, newsflash, this country was designed around white supremacist fundamentals by dudes who owned slaves. What this is describing is like every big American city. Every big American city has damn near identical issues and also identical disparities. It is a strategic political move by the NAACP with the whole Disney thing going on. It's not practical and it's just for the news cycle. Yes, exactly. That is precisely what is going on. That is precisely why they're doing it. They do it because they think that this could be, create some level of like political pressure by, liberal instruments. Some states are definitely worse. New York got racist, but it's definitely way safer to be black there than Miami, Florida. What? I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know why you're saying this. Like, I genuinely don't get it. I don't. Like, Miami is a multicultural, incredibly diverse area that is an urban environment and was Democrat for a very fucking long time until recently and still holds a lot of those Democratic values, liberal values, if you want. That's a crazy fucking thing. I'm sorry. You might have had personal experiences with racism in Miami. Like you said, I don't agree with you on this. I live in Miami for 5 years. The amount of racist shit that happened is ridiculous. But like literally live anywhere else and you will see that it is. Look up the histories of black communities in Miami. Oh my God. My point is not that it is easy to be black in Miami. My point is that, and I did go to UM. Yes, I did. I lived in Miami for a year, my first year living in America. But again, I'm a white guy. So perhaps I am privileged and don't even understand what is going on, but it does feel a little fucking crazy to me that I'm over here acting like Miami is like worse off than the structural forms of white supremacy that black people experience on a daily fucking basis in every part of this country. And then ultimately when you say Miami is Miami is a exceptionally racist place for black people, you act like, you know, no black or brown people live in, Hialeah or any other parts of the adjacent communities in Miami, first and foremost. And you also make it seem like you make it seem like it's like exceptionally racist in comparison to any other place. There's not more racist than, say, Oklahoma. Yeah. Or I'll take it one step further. It's not more racist than, like, I don't know, a fucking white suburb in New Hampshire. Does that make sense? Do you understand? Or Long Island, you know? Miami's probably less racist than Boston. Exactly. That's what I mean. It's just, like, it's weird to hyper-focus on this. Huntington Beach. Ooh, great example. You want to know a racist-ass place that is significantly more racist than Miami? Huntington fucking Beach. Yeah. Try being black in Huntington Beach. Experience that experience for a second, and then come back to me. The random suburb is not making laws? What? It doesn't matter. The laws itself are like either completely fucking symbolic or just like nuking education and trying to, down the line, create or reinforce a white supremacist superstructure that they're designing for that already exists, by the way, but they're just like trying to beef that up. The worst impact of like Ron DeSantis's bills here are going to be years ahead. Like they're going to come back in a couple years. That's when you're going to actually start seeing it, when, you know, they're just like hyper focusing on a very whitewashed understanding of American history. The difference between overt and covert racism, racism in Florida, not just Miami specifically, are emboldened because DeSantis is actively encouraging racism. Everywhere is racist, but it's not going to get lynched in Connecticut. I could definitely get lynched in Florida. First of all, you absolutely could get lynched in fucking Connecticut. What the fuck are you talking about? This is the United States of America. Depending on how fucking rural of an area that you're in, how white of an area that you're in, you absolutely could be in, absolutely could experience physical threats or harm. It's like one of those things where the NAACP plays its role as like a liberal institution, and then, you know, Republicans just turn around and say, this is crazy. Battle lines are drawn. It's unproductive, and it gets nothing done regardless. Yeah, that's all I got. I don't know what else to say.
What a joke. Yeah, we'll see how effective that is. It's ridiculous, and we're proud to be leading the nation in tourism. I think we've led it for many years in a row now. It's a pure stunt. And fine, if you want to waste your time on a stunt, That's fine. Look, I get, but I'm not wasting my time on your stunts.
Will this impact tourism one iota in the state of Florida?
Actually, tourism has increased in Florida over the last year to 2 years. When you look at the numbers, and believe me, I see the traffic. I see more out-of-state license plates.
Okay, this is like, I mean, they're not wrong, you know what I mean? And plenty of black people travel to Florida as well, and I don't think that's going to stop anytime soon.
But the point is, people are going there, and they're not just going there for woke Disney.
Yeah, totally, dude. That's not what they're going down there for. Are you fucking insane? No, that's the only reason why people are traveling there. There's two reasons that people go to Florida. Miami and fucking, I guess fishing too. Someone was saying fishing in the chat. But like, it's Miami and Disney, okay? Disney number one, Miami number two. It's ridiculous. But yeah, the Florida travel advisory situation is just like, it's just, it is what it is. I don't know what to say about it other than it's just kind of bullshit. But it's nowhere near as big of a bullshit as like Ron DeSantis' actions created it, obviously, that created the travel advisory. It's just a way to implement political pressure. Will it be successful? I don't think so, but I mean, here.
DEI more appropriately stands for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination, and that has no place in our public institutions.
It's words like these that are causing an uproar. And now the governor's actions, the NAACP says, only means Florida has become, quote, hostile to black Americans and is in direct conflict with the democratic ideals that our union was founded upon. Political expert Basil Smichel.
The NAACP is saying that the state does not support you, does not support the care and concern that you have for your family or your future.
Just last week, Fort Myers High School students walked out of class in protest of the governor's plans to eliminate diversity programs. Now the NAACP is fighting back after Governor DeSantis rejected access to AP African American studies in colleges.
Yeah, I mean, it's psychotic. This is what's like getting lost in the sauce in this conversation. But like, this shit is insane. It's unacceptable. It's ridiculous. It's like, I think that's why they did it, to bring attention to it. Yeah.
The League of United Latin American Citizens and Florida's largest LGBTQ civil rights group, Equality Florida, have also issued travel warnings for the state. We reached out to Governor DeSantis' office.
Well, the NAACP
did not hear back.
So this is a newer version of this. Here's some Ron DeSantis remarks on it.
Republican governor is deriding the advisory as a, quote, stunt. But the NAACP claims Governor DeSantis is attempting to erase black history and restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
I mean, he's just flubbing, like, left and right. You know what I mean? He's just fucking up left and right. Obviously, invoking white supremacist values is very, very old school. I mean, it's tried and true. It's probably the best exit ramp he has. Like, out of all the things that he's done, like harming businesses actually harms capital, right? Like harming businesses by eviscerating the undocumented labor force by attacking the businesses and like charging them $10,000 ahead. That's legitimately going to backfire on him. The Florida battle that he's engaged in makes him look bad, makes it look like he's a Republican guy who's like trying to regulate businesses. Again, that's short-sighted. That will fucking blow up in his face. The anti-trans stuff is also wild, so wild that like it basically brings out all the most unhinged, like people that feel comfortable operating out and open against trans people, against like queer children. And it's also like book burnings, basically like the modern version of like book burnings and whatnot. And a lot of stuff that is just annoying to the average moderate. But if there's one thing that unfortunately in the United States of America that has been the most tried and true version of bigotry, it's anti-black white supremacist attitudes. So the anti-CRT measure probably is the only one out of all of the measures that he's implemented, out of all the measures that he's like pushed for, that's the only one that actually doesn't hurt him nationally. And that is because, and that's kind of at the heart of the argument that I was making earlier, because everyone in the United States of America has in some way, shape, or form, whether intentionally or unintentionally, been propagandized by anti-black racial agitation. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. It's a fundamental part of American societal development. Everyone in some way, shape, or form has been indoctrinated.
Governor DeSantis's press secretary called the travel advisory a, quote, stunt. What's your response to that?
But was it a stunt to block children's experience to learn history holistically? Was it a stunt for him to pursue a course of action to target the LGBT community? Is it not a stunt for all the things he's doing to try to garner support from a minority of the U.S. population to win the nomination to be the nominee for his political party? All of these things you are doing is the use of race as a tool to promote himself on a platform that's intolerant of diversity, intolerant of people. Everything he's done is a stunt.
Derek, I want to go back to the idea of...
Yeah, I think we figured it out at this point. Like, I mean, little Rhonda is speaking to a national Republican audience, and he's trying desperately to like gain momentum, but ultimately he is so pathetically uncharismatic that no matter what his policy positions are, no matter how much he beefs them up, I feel as though it is not going to yield any kind of significant success for him.
Just this weekend, the NAACP Board of Directors issued a travel advisory for Florida. And they were warning that the state, under the leadership of that infamous white supremacist Ron DeSantis, is not safe for black people. Not safe for black people because of white people, just to be clear.
Why did he clarify that? Because he's saying Florida is actually not safe, but only because black people live there. That's what he said. That's what he's saying. Oh, you sneaky fuck. Your hairline looks like shit, dog. It is getting worse and worse every fucking day. You fucking monster, you. I hope. I mean, there is 0% chance your life is good. I mean, there is no way. A person with this much hatred in their fucking hearts for like random marginalized groups that are super powerless, there is no fucking way that he's a happy camper. No fucking shot, dude.
On the other hand, black people committing crimes against white people for sport is common. In fact, it's so common now that it's one of the fastest growing genres on social media. Here's just one example from the UK. Watch as a black TikToker perpetrates a kind of casual home invasion.
Wait, what? Yo, what? He said black people hunting white people is a sport and then posted that fucking random TikTok from the UK. Of that dude that's like going into a fucking random house, by the way. Not that it, like that dude being black or the house, the people living there being white is just completely irrelevant. It's just a TikTok genre, apparently. Knockout Game Discourse Part 2. What the fuck? Also, what's up with like, is he saying that like black people operate as a monolith universally? Like, is this the argument that like the TikTok thing is just about black people hunting white people by making the stupidest fucking TikTok of all time?
That was sick. Dude, I'm fucking so sick. This game is so sick. Oh my God. Hearts, no weapons, no master sword, no master shield, no.
Help!
Okay, that's where we're at. We're in the beginning.